Man.
My heart says Montreal. I definitely want to see the Canadians, you know, maybe bounce back and erase the Canadian curse there.
Cole Caulfield, just unreal.
My brain, though, says that I think, I hate to say this, my brain says that Dallas is going to be the team that emerges after all of the brawling and all of the fighting. So
yeah, they don't have Pete DeBoer to throw their goalie under the bus.
Exactly. Jake Ottinger might actually be a little confident going into there. But again, I think there's going to be some good matchups that come out of that. Keep an eye on what happens tonight, folks. Obviously, the Pacific Division is decided tonight in terms of who's going to play whom over the next few days as well. Again, prizes are going to be available to be won. For those that don't know, we have two grand prizes. It's going to be a Pittsburgh Penguins alternate jersey, the first alternate jersey anyway, the first yellow one that they wore, and a Washington Capitals alternate jersey with the big W on the front. So those are going to be your two grand prizes. Always happy to offer up some great prizes for people that are going to be in. We have a bunch of prizes, smaller prizes for the challenges that are going to be won as well. We will go through. Those have to be won chronologically. We don't care who wins them. It's only whoever wins them first. So if there's two shutouts on the same night, whoever ends up with the shutout first, if you're a team in the Pacific Division, for example, you're not in a great spot at that point, but it's whoever wins it first. So be aware that chronologically matters in that setup. That, we got about 30 seconds to go. Anything you want to say, Skip?
I want to throw it out there. Which team do you think will be the first one out? Who's got the least chance? For me, I'll throw it out. I say Utah's going to be first out. Sorry.
Utah first out, okay, against Vegas.
Let me just get the list here.
I'm going to go against Jason and say that LA's first out against Colorado.
I'm going to say Vegas is the first out.
Look at that. A tough call there. I like it. For those wondering, we're going to take you out tonight with the Sheepdogs as they are in town this weekend. They are playing the Burton Cumming tomorrow, so make sure you get out to see them if you can. Tickets are still available up in the high balcony there at the Burton Cumming, but they're going to have tickets available. But in saying that, stay tuned. Skip's going to be on next. He's got Free Range Radio coming up right here on 101.5 UMFM. We are out. Thanks for tuning in for Survivor, everybody. We'll see you next week. I'm bad for your health. It's a hell out in the Amazon.
So you understand the situation here.
All right, it's your lucky day.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 megahertz on the FM dial from Winnipeg.
And that is how you do that.
Amazing.
That was kind of impressive.
In the sauna, and you laughed at me when I called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
Since first emerging with a voice that felt almost otherworldly, Daniel Caesar has become one of the defining artists in modern R&B, blending soul, gospel, and raw, intimate songwriting into something deeply human. From Freudian to Never Enough, and now his latest album, Son of Spurgy, Caesar continues to push into new territory, reflective, vulnerable, and sonically rich. This is music that lingers, quietly devastating, beautifully arranged, and impossible to shake. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Center with very special guest 070 Shake Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hello, this is Gavin from The Wooden Sky, and you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
Well, I dreamt last night you were making love to a bird you swore you'd given up. Oh, I woke up shaking.
You're back with Free Range Radio with Skippy. Thursdays at 6:30. 101.5 UMFM. It's Free Range Radio.
I'm here. Let the bells ring out and the banners fly. Feast your eyes on me. It's too good to be true, but I'm here.
What's up, Doc?
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Now it's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
driving away and just feeling so small. Just asking myself, why do I and everyone I love pick people who treat us like we're nothing?
We accept the love we think we deserve.
Thank you. You're Canadian?
Your borders are merely a construct. I prefer to think of myself as a citizen of the world.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just...
Caught a little glimpse of a life raft unoccupied, tossed up by the snarling lip of the simmering tide. Wondering if the storm knocked it loose from the side of a ship, or if its occupant couldn't maintain the tenuous grip. At the edge of it, can't know for sure, like you did before. Anything could change.
There's Doug McLean and Low Battery from his second solo release. The Prometheus Chord came out earlier this year, topping the MFM charts. Big fan of Doug McLean of the paperbacks. I believe that track might have fallen off the paperbacks writing effort. Also of the Bonaduccis, who are recording an album after 25, 6 odd years. They are performing May 8th, Friday, May 8th at the West End Cultural Center with Greg Rekus. Oh, I forget how to pronounce that. And guests. So check it out, West End Cultural Center, May 8th. They've got some new songs. I saw them at the side stage in the fall. They had some great new songs out there, plus all your favorites. All of you who are old as me and remember what Winnipeg in the 90s music scene was like. Before that, we've got some Status Non-Status. Their new album is called Big Changes. We heard Tom Climate, Shaking Hand, little indie band out of the U.S. In their debut album, we heard a track called In For A Pound. There's a space and dots in between there. You'll have to see it. And Tired Cossack, featuring Adam Soloway. And Heaven, his new album is Zima. I recommend it. It's amazing. I've been following Tired Cossack since he started putting out some singles and EPs at the beginning of the pandemic. And it's just grown from there. And this new album is wonderful. I have yet to see him live. I keep kind of missing all the efforts he put out live. And yeah, hopefully this summer I can see him if he's performing somewhere. Of course, we started off with The Replacements and Can't Hardly Wait from Pleased to Meet Me, like we always do here on Free Range Radio Thursday evening. They call me Skippy around here. You can as well. I'm live in studio for the first time in 2026 as we get ready for Pledgerama. I thought weather is nicer. I need to be here and show my support in more ways than just all the, you know, music that I share with you. It's like riding a bike. You know, you fall off, you scrape your knee, your elbow, your legs are tired from pedaling. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Either way, I'm here and I've got more new music. I've been tailoring a playlist of all my favorite albums of 2026 and songs, and I've just pulled in from that. So I've got more of that for the next hour till 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. I'll take a short break and come back with more right here on UMFM 101.5.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Pledge-O-Rama is back. Our 2026 runs from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to keep this running. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year. All of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive, not shiny extras. Just the real deal. Behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, whether it's on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Fraze, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledge-O-Rama, April 24th to May 1st. Let's make it a good one.
Church this, Winnipeg. We're Dry Heave from Calgary, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM.
Free Range Radio with Skippy. 101.5 UMFM. It's Free Range Radio. We'll be right back.
Okay, people, I want a good alpine start tomorrow, so pack your gear and get some sleep. We head out at dawn.
And that's AM?
As opposed to...
PM dawn?
Set adrift on memory bliss. Come on, buddy.
Yesterday, yesterday.
That's Arlo Parks and Night Swimming, my favorite track from her new album, Ambiguous Desire. For that, Salt from way back in the first week of January. Remember then? I cared to forget about most of the winter. We heard God Protect Me from My Enemy from Chapter 1, anxiously awaiting Chapter 2. Hopefully by the end of the year, I'm sure. There might even be a 3 or 4 somewhere in there. It's Salt, of course. The Olympians, a fun little album I discovered called In Search of a Revival. And Saraswati Puja, worldly inspired, R&B, funk, soul. That one very much from Eastern Asia, but it's not all like that, but it's all catchy. There's quite a few tracks on there that caught my attention. Almost some of it even has a flair for, I don't know, soundtrack music, if you like that sort of style. A track sounds like something was dropped on a movie or TV show, something like that. Speaking of which, the artist Monrovia I discovered through podcast, and a unique Nashville-based African artist who's quite unique, and a quite catchy album as well. I recently heard, I think, a couple tracks on a couple of TV shows. I think this one in particular came off of High Potential. I was like, whoa, it's called Heavy Foot. Check it out. A little fun, flighty, right here. UMFM 101.5.
Do you hear the sound of a bell? Did you wish your family well? Times ain't the same in the neighborhood. Got the parents all going through hell. 'Cause the guns keep flying off the shelf. Do you see the man on the street just fighting for a meal or tea? You can write him off as a lunatic, but it could have been you or me if we didn't ever find our feet. Love me now.
My art isn't about law or copyright. It's about not those things.
Well, Erickson, you did infringe upon the fast food company's logo.
Oh, come on. You cannot own shapes and letters and creative ways to put them together.
No, you can. Yeah, that's literally what a logo is. But the good news is I got them to drop the case.
How can I ever repay you?
Oh, well, you don't need to repay me. You just need to pay me.
Can I pay you with a painting?
What?
Look, money is so passé. Art is the currency of the woke.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't have any money.
The more I get to know you, the less I know of love. Is it science? Is it art? Can I learn to give away my heart? Held a newborn baby, crying in my arms. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me and carry him from harm. The trees are changing color, changing by the hour. Pretty flowers, pretty flowers. Show me how to come into my power. Come into my power without being mean.
Keeping score out in the graveyard. no one to remind you of our thoughts and how they count. But I wish you could see me, I'm killing it. I wish you could see me, I'm killing it. There's lavender, delphinium, the filler that plays with the space. Can't all be roses, can't all be loose, no.
You know, we do have something in common, me and you. Yeah, I didn't talk much as a kid either. People would always say I was such a good listener, but you and I both know that they had that backwards. I wasn't quiet because I loved listening. I was quiet because I was terrified of talking. I hated it so much because talking, you know, really talking, means revealing who you are, means being seen. I figured if I just didn't talk, nobody would ever see how broken I felt inside. How scared. And that broken, scared part inside that all this silence is protecting. Talking is the only way to heal that too.
right way in the dark. Precious time. Everything in the dark, friends for life, wilted by every last one of my sharp knives.
That is American Football and Bad Moons from their forthcoming LP 4. I guess all their LPs are albums, are self-titled. That one is the fourth one. So it's nicknamed LP 4. Coming out May 1st. Before that, New Pornographers, Wish You Could See Me, I'm Killing It, from the recently released The Former Sight Of. We also heard from Buck Meek, Pretty Flowers, from his new album, The Mirror. Start off with Monrovia and Heavyfoot from his album, Bloodline. New albums, that's the theme tonight. Everything I've been playing has been on a playlist I've been throwing together of stuff I've listened to this year that came out this year that I really liked. Sort of a preload of favorites that just accumulate. At the end of the year, I go over it again and, you know, make my favorites list. Sometimes it's multiple songs from an album because I love the album. Sometimes it's just a track because I really like that track. In the meantime, a new album out by Mise en Scene is really, really getting my attention. I've listened to it the most since it came out. It's called Drive Through Confessional. I'm going to play a couple tracks. It's so good. Last year, one of my favorite tracks of the year was a single that's on this album, Beige Corolla. It was an amazing track. And this album is wonderful from beginning to end. You can see them perform it live on Saturday night at the Times Change with Chris Ulrich as guest. It is the Drive Through Confessional album release show. Doors are at 8. Times Change. I wish I could go. This is Mise en Scene and Leftovers right here on UMFM 101.5.
Now I'm Another beautiful day, yeah. Another beautiful day. Just another beautiful day, yeah. New skin, yeah, you bathe in the sunlight. Close your eyes and say goodbye to those parasites. Nobody blames ya, it's in your nature. You gotta put yourself first sometime.
That is another no-skip album called Creature of Habit by Courtney Barnett. A track called Another Beautiful Day, if you didn't guess. Nice, short, I believe about 39 minutes, which is just the right time to fit on a vinyl LP without any degradation. That's an awesome target. You fill it full of no skips, just like that. Before the Courtney Barnett, we had some Crooked Fingers. His new album is called Sweat Death, or Sweet Death, depending on how you pronounce it. Yeah, shorten the vowels. Featuring Matt McCoohan from Supertrunk. Track was called Cold Waves. That's my favorite track off that album, but that's also an album I find I go from beginning to end. Don't miss a beat. And we start off with two tracks from Mise en Scène, their new album Drive Through Confessional. We heard I Confess and Leftovers at the beginning, and their album release party is Saturday night. Times change. You might want to check it out if you're a fan, or at least check out the album. It is great. That's it for Free Range Radio for another week. My name has been Skippy. Thank you for joining me, or whatever you have been doing along the way since 6:30 to 8 every Thursday night. You can join me, share some music. Go to umfm.com and look under programming. You can listen to some old shows and just whatever. Whatever floats your boat. And also my playlist, if you missed something, I didn't tell you enough information, or I wasn't clear enough, it's all there. Check out UMFM. Our pledge drive is coming up soon, so if you enjoy listening to us, hopefully you listen in the next, I think it starts in almost a week, just a little over. I digress. I will leave you with a new track from new album by Snail Mail. It's called Ricochet. And it's not as great as Valentine, but it's still worth listening to. This track is probably my favorite. It's called My Maker, Snail Mail, right here on UMFM 101.5.
From the outside. Anybody clap? Can you hang? Come on!
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
The Casualties have always been pretty direct about it. Fast, loud, and straight ahead. It's street punk at its core. No gloss, no reinvention, just an unrelenting intensity that's been carried across decades of shows and records. It's an evening of music built for shouting along, pushing forward, and not overthinking it. Yet somehow, it lands with the same urgency it always has. Joined by openers The Drowns and Rum Kicks, it's a night full of punk rock ferocity. Don't miss The Casualties as they hit the Park Theater April 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $27.50 plus fees, available now via ticketweb.ca. Punk legends The Casualties at Park Theater for one night only on April 26th. Brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to UMFM from Winnipeg.
Our regular host couldn't be here, so here's a rebroadcast of one of their classic episodes for your listening enjoyment. Please note, you might hear some discussion and announcements that are slightly out of date. Thank you so much for listening to UMFM 101.5.
Fragile.